B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
College Freshman 101, we're calling this, Loren. We're looking for some advice from you guys, the audience, who has actually gone to college, whether you, like I lived at home and went to campus, you know, but commuted back home every day.
Right, if you're living on your own, that kind of thing.
Right, so my advice to you guys, college freshmen, would be like, try and stick around campus as much as you can. Don't do that thing where you go to class, run home, and then come back for your afternoon class, then run home. Like, try and get that college experience as much as you can by hanging around campus.
Yeah.
But that's boring. I didn't, as you guys know, I didn't do a semester at the University of Kansas like I told my wife years
right.
ago.
And lied about it for years.
And lied about it. No, I didn't. Roy, community college one semester?
Yeah, I did too, but yeah. And now I'm doing business school online.
Right.
I just started that, and I'm already, like, falling behind, by the way.
And, Manny, I kind of did what you did because my dad was sick at the time, and I stayed home and went to a local college. So I didn't get that full, like, college experience either, and I was one of those kids that would go for a morning class, go home, and then go back.
Yeah.
I never stuck around campus.
Yeah, I would recommend sticking around next time, Loren, when you take classes again. Hey, 704-570-9595. Let's do this. Let's do, like, no holds barred. Like, seriously. Let's talk about drinking. Let's talk about all that stuff, like the drugs you're going to come across.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm serious, Loren. If we're going to do this,
yeah, I mean,
let's do it and let's get some advice out there for these freshmen who could potentially be going down the wrong path. And if we could correct one person
there you
who said, hey, I can't do that. I heard on the MRL show not to do it. I'm listening.
Let's start with Gina in Huntersville. Hey, Gina.
Hey. When I was in college, it was hard for me to make friends. So I suggest that you stay on campus until November and don't go home till Thanksgiving because it forces you to get through your homesickness and you are forced to meet people and just get out there, go to those parties, and just have fun.
That's a really good point. My nanny's son is going off to Clemson, and I said to my nanny, oh, you won't see him until Thanksgiving. She goes, no, he'll be home like the first weekend in September.
Oh.
Hmm.
But for freshman Gina, that's a really good point, because by the time you're a junior or senior, you're never coming home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and my roommate my freshman year went home just about every weekend, and she missed out on making all the friends that I had, and so... that was one regret that I know she had, and she saw that through other people staying around.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see where that
Gina.
Would be kind of a hiccup in your college experience.
There's a side of me that just wants to go. Like, I want to go to a campus and take classes just to live on campus for a little bit, just experience it. You know what I mean?
Like old school. The three of us, me, Loren, producer Nicole, could come over.
I could care less about the education part. I just want to experience college. This is Maddie and Gardner Webb University. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Maddie. Thanks for holding on. This is a good one. Go ahead. Tell Loren. She's going to like it.
Okay. My good one is, it's okay not to dress up all the time. I remember my freshman year, I tried to look nice all the time. And then I got used to, you know what, I have an 8 a.m. class. I've been studying all night. I'm going to wear my slippers and my pajamas.
Amen.
And, you know, they didn't bat an eye. So I got used to wearing my slippers to my 8 a.m. classes.
I noticed that, too. Even at community college, I was like, everyone's wearing, like, not...
Yeah.
Like, in high school, everyone dressed up. It was like an event. You had to show off. In college, nobody cares.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that rule. I'm good in my jeans and sweatshirt.
Usually, if you're the one dressing up, you stand out the most at college.
Mm-hmm. Yoga pants and Uggs, PJs and hoodies.
Heck yeah, that's how you do college.
What year are you in now, Maddie?
I'm a junior nursing student.
Oh, that's awesome. And is today your first day?
No, I've been here a couple days. I'm helping with new student orientation.
Oh, you're perfect for this. Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, thanks, Maddie. Thanks for the advice.
No problem.
All right, so let's do this. I got to run to the restroom.
Okay.
So let's play a song or two.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we have Kayla. Hey, Kayla and Charlotte.
Hi.
It says here that you just wrote a blog about this.
I did, yeah.
So do you have some good advice that you can share, something that we haven't heard already?
Actually, it's kind of more of like a complaint.
Okay.
Just more to be careful. My roommate was not the same as she was freshman year than she was senior year.
Hey, that's
I mean, she was okay. She was nice enough.
Kayla, I want to hear more about that. But Mani needs his potty break, so don't go anywhere. Okay?
Well, don't act like you're not going to run to the microwave either, by the way.
I'll do it too. I might go in there with you, actually.
I like what Kayla's going with, though, with the roommate.
Okay, let's find out more about the roommate. Why did the roommate change?
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It is time for a little college freshman 101. You're going, the school's starting up, colleges are in. And maybe you're going to be a new freshman and you don't know what to expect. Well, the Mani Roy and the Rim Morning Show, we're going to help you out.
And we're not here to tell you, make sure you let the professor know how much you like the class, which, by the way, does count. Like, every professor thinks their class is the most important. They really do. And we're looking for good advice for people that are maybe going away and you're on campus. Now, Kayla in Charlotte, she says here that she just wrote a blog on this. Hey, Kayla.
Kayla.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Kayla. Go ahead. Tell us what happened with your roommate.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So I had this roommate my freshman year at ECU. And she seemed really great at first. She was really nice. We hit it off. We liked the same TV shows, Stranger Things. But then she ended up going out and doing drugs and drinking most of the nights. Mm. And she would come home to our dorm and be wasted, and I would have to take care of her. And she was a very sweet person, but I want to stress how important it is to always put yourself first while you're at college and make sure that your studies come first, because I definitely put her before my studies a lot of the time when she would come home and I would have to take care of her in the bathroom and all of that. So definitely just stick to your guns and keep studying.
You know, the other thing I'll add too, Kayla, is you said that this was freshman year, right, with your roommate?
Yes, yeah. Freshman
so like,
year, and by the time we reached senior year, I didn't even recognize who she was when we first met.
That's what I hear a lot, you guys, is that this is good freshman 101 advice. Like, your roommate freshman year, you will not most likely not be friends with by the time even junior year comes around, because you're put together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
you
like
didn't
an arranged
find
marriage.
It really is. And it's very rare for you to stay friends and keep the same things in common by the time, you know, you're a junior, or definitely
well,
a senior.
Those years are very important. Not only do you grow yourself, but you're no longer at home. You're independent. And you really discover who you know, you try things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But then you meet a group of people, you know, and then I meet a group of people and they're not friends.
I don't know how this works because I didn't go away to school, but do you get to pick your roommates after your freshman year?
Yes.
Okay.
You can start doing that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I think, you know
so
what
then,
happens?
Yeah, it would make sense that you wouldn't be friends with that person at the end.
Like sophomore, junior, senior year?
Yeah.
If you can do it, you live off campus and you get like an apartment with someone who you...
Yeah.
Oh, that's what everybody
get along
does.
With. Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk with Hannah and Charlotte. Hey, Hannah.
Good morning, guys.
What's some college
Hi.
Freshman advice? Go ahead.
Hey, so this didn't really happen freshman year. I actually did 2 years at a community college, and then I ended up transferring to UNC Wilmington after the 2 years. And me and my roommates, we went out, and, you know, we were 21. We got drunk. We had a good time, and we actually met, you know, some guys out at the bar. They were, like, the same age as us, so we, you know, we invited them over. And while, you know, everyone's kissing and blah, 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 one of the guys actually stole my roommate's MacBook. And yeah, we had all felt so guilty for just like trusting these guys. And we actually ended up doing some detective research And one of our friends who had dropped them off, I guess she was like the DD, she, you know, saved like the address and her the GPS was saved in her phone. And we ended up, you know, like filing a report and getting the cops involved. And sure enough, he like stole a laptop.
Wow.
And, you know,
did you guys get it back?
So guilty. We got it back, like, you know, whatever. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he like went to jail for it or just got, you know, charged with it, but
we all felt
so bad that we all like were in agreement, like, hey, these guys are gonna come over and
yeah,
you know, we're all having
so Hannah, your advice would be like to be careful who you trust.
Yeah,
college freshmen,
yeah,
be careful who you trust.
Yeah, just even in general, like freshman, sophomore, just people you're meeting, it's like you're having a good time and
yeah,
you've got that buzz going
yeah,
on and then
yeah,
you think that you're gonna have a good time. Most of the time you think you're gonna get a hookup out of it, excuse me. And then, you know, a laptop goes missing or something goes missing. And,
yep,
you know, we were lucky in that case that we actually got it back and nothing serious happened. But,
right,
you know, after that, we were just like, nobody else is coming over. You know, we're just going to meet you
find
at the
a
bar,
name, Roy.
Stay there.
Well, thank you
fun,
yeah, I know. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hannah. Uh-huh. I get in trouble sometimes because I cut people off, but there's so many people on hold I want to get to.
There's a time constraint, people.
But Hannah said her point, a really good point. Be careful who you trust. Jack knows that because he got screwed over by his roommate, Roy.
What happened, Jack?
Oh, Jack, you had the intro. You had it.
Jack.
Okay.
Jack, are you there?
No, who cares? Yeah. I moved on.
Jack's roommate had God's good green earth, and Jack's gone.
He probably didn't want to use his name, and now...
But he got busted with God's good green earth in his room, and the roommate blamed Jack, and Jack got tossed out.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
When I was a... of course, I guess I was a freshman, only did one or two semesters. A professor flirted with me, and I totally forwarded back, and I did very well in that class.
Sleep with your professors.
No!
That's what Roy's saying.
No, he is not, Meanie.
That's
we just
what
got
I
a
just
text
heard.
Message from 478 that says, when I was a freshman, I thought it would be a good idea to work to keep busy. I did third shift as a stalker. Not a good idea when you're trying to study.
Now, listen, we got one from 980, and I know Loren's not going to read it, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Because this is real stuff, college freshmen, okay? Mm-hmm. Extracurricular, you can drink, and then there's extracurricular activities that you can also do along with drinking, okay? This advice says, don't do any, quote-unquote, extracurricular activities from someone who brings them to the party unless you see them do it, too. If they're not going to do their own extracurricular activities, then there's something wrong with it. That's the kind of advice your parents aren't going to give you.
Right.
And you're not going to learn that senior year of high school in health class, although you should if it's up to me. All right. We got some more calls on hold. You know what we'll do, you guys? We'll record these, and then we'll put them up on the podcast for the wrap party today.
Okay.
And people, if you're still interested in listening to some advice for college freshmen, you can go check it out on the Wrap Party podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.